Gosa Minyani Lag Ba'Omer. So the Rama writes that Lag Ba'Omer is a Mixas Yantif. It's a Quasi Yantif. So what is the source of the Rama? What does he mean? It's a Mixas Yantif. It's a Mixas Yantif, you don't say Tachanan. So for many people, they have a Mixas Yantif every day. Certain shuls in Borough Park or in Flatbush, they have a minyan where they never say tachanun. Either they just don't say tachanun, or because they've worked it out, it's a Rebbe's yahrzeit every day. And in fact, even the Chasam Sofer wouldn't be so against, whose Chasam Sofer will say will be very against Lag Ba'Omer. He thinks it's Baal Tosef. But even he wouldn't be against it. It's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Gaonim in general, whether the chiyuv of tachanun, whether it's a chiyuv or just a minhag. I think the Rambam writes it's a chiyuv to say tachanun, and the Gaonim say it's a rishus, and the Torah brings down the Gaonim. So I think Lamaisa we pass it to rishus. So the fact that you don't say, the fact that you wouldn't say tachanun lag ba'omer, that you know, let's say wouldn't bother the Chasam Sofer. It's when you have Klai Yisrael, and I think Chasam Sofer wouldn't have a problem with Lag Ba'Omer in North America. It's a regular day. Maybe you bring out the barbecues, the kids go to the park and play baseball. Nothing religious about Lag Ba'Omer. Shooting, doing some fireworks at night. But in Eretz Yisrael, with the story of Meron, where hundreds, I heard someone say a million sounds pretty high. But you have a population of I've heard anywhere from 6, 7, 8 million, depends which one you want to believe. I think a population of 8 million doesn't mean 8 million Jews. We're getting close to what we might be there. A Rov Klai Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. But whether that would affect Shemitah not being a different halachas, that's a separate discussion. Maybe we'll get to it on Thursday, Parshas Bahar. So the Chasam Sofer is, it is before Meron became like it was. He's against it, perhaps it's Baal Tosef. But for us in North America, it's just a day of no tacha. That's about the extent people celebrate it. Some a little more, some a little less. So they point out that the Vilna Gaon says, what is the source of the Rama? What do you mean it's a Mixas Yantuf? So we have a tradition, I think the Meiri brings it down. The Gemara just says, from Pesach to Atzeres, that Rabbi Akiva lost 24,000 students. And it says some Askara, but it doesn't necessarily say it happened in 1 year either. But so it's the Meiri, I think, the Chidah, maybe quotes from the Meiri of the Chidah, one of them bring down that Pasku Wameis Rabbi Akiva's Talmid among Lag Ba'Omer. So we have a tradition. It's a later tradition, clearly not that way, because with the Ramad, this brings down Mixas Yantav. According to the Gra, it clearly happened before then, and he's saying that's what the Ramad is based on, that he wants to say that since we have a tradition that Rabbi Kiva's students stopped dying, so therefore it's a Mixas Yantav. The question is, what kind of source is that? The fact that people stopped dying, everyone stopped dying, let's make a Yantav? Like, it's one thing. It's like a relief rally, okay. But to say, where's the source that it's a Mixas Yantav? So the Vilna Gaon in the Be'er HaGra is usually very cryptic. He quotes you to a Gemara in Tainis, a famous Gemara in Tainis. The Gemara in Tainis tells us about the two happiest days of the year, Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. The Gemara says, Vishchom HaYom HaKippurim, I understand. Today is Slichu Mechila. But Tu B'Av, what's everyone getting? Most people never heard of it, and what are you getting so excited about? So Gemara marshes off a bunch of things. It was the day they permitted intermarriage. Intermarriage? Well, intermarriage among the tribes, not intermarriage among non-Jews. And the Gemara goes on, Hoshea ben Ela opened up the roads that the Jews could be Ola. He didn't say they had to, he just gave them an opportunity. We'll get that could tie into Yom Yerushalayim. But the one we're interested in is that the Gemara says it's the day Yom Shekolobo Meis HaMidbar. It's the day where all the Jews in the Midbar stopped dying. We know because of the sin of the Cheda Ego, we know, etc., the Meraglim, and the Jews were destined to not enter Eretz Israel. So for 40 years, I guess according to the way the Medrash says, I guess X amount died, whatever it is, 40 years into 600,000, whatever the amount were, X amount died every year. And what happened was that the last year, but the Medrash is pretty graphic. It says they used to dig graves and sleep there. Nice and comfy. Maybe they put a mattress down there, I don't know. And then those who woke up got up, and those who didn't, I guess their friends did a chesed sholem, they buried them. And this went on for 39 years. And the last year, they did it, and all of a sudden, everyone wakes up. Oh, so we must have got the day wrong. And they do it again and again until finally they see the moon. And they realize, it's Tubav, whatever. The idea was that they thought it was Tisha B'Av, but the idea was, you know, when they realized it wasn't Tisha B'Av anymore, and they realized that the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's not going to kill us, you know. So we see, so according to the Vilna, there's a discussion in the among the Mefarshim, what warrants, because the Gemara gives 5-6 reasons. Is it a tziruf of all 5-6 reasons that creates the yentif? Well, no, either one by its own. So the way the Vilna Gaon learns the Gemara, each reason independently warrants a mixas yentif. So that's the source of the Ramah. The Ramah says that, or that's what the Gemara says, that we have a tradition that Rabbi Akiva's students stopped dying on Lag BaOmer, and therefore the Ramah says it's a mixas yentif. We have other, because there's a whole discussion in terms of the, and therefore people have different type of minhagei avelis. Some start from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, they go to, you know, 3 days before Shavuos. Many go from the beginning, from the second day of Pesach until Lag BaOmer. So there's a discussion. So what about the night of Lag BaOmer? So Wednesday night, could I whatever I couldn't do before, could I do now? Could I have weddings? Could I take a haircut? Could I shave? You know, assuming that you didn't do these things beforehand, are you allowed to do them now? So that's what Harari Kedem brings down from Rav Soloveitchik. He says, this the Machlokes Rishonim about Leo. Our meaning is we wait until the morning. The Shas Hadchak, we rely on it. I kind of remember, Rav Nissen Alpert, one of my Rebbeim at YU, a Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein. I recall he married off one of his daughter or son. It was Lag BaOmer night. So I guess, you know, it's hard to get a hold, this and that. So people are make even the night. The minute is we wait until they get a haircut the night before. The question is, why is there a kula? So what's the machlokas Rishonim on whether you can do all these things Wednesday night or you have to wait until Thursday morning? So it seems to be the old machlokas by Avelis. Do you say mixes hayom kekua or not? So what do? We know at the end of a unit, whether it's Shiva or Shloshim, we say mixes hayom. By Yud Beis Chodesh, there's no mixes hayom, it's Yud Beis Chodesh. But when you're counting days, at the end of a unit, so therefore you just get up Shabbos morning, you get up on Shiva. Or you get up on Shloshim, or you don't get up. But that was my Shaila. I mean, I had a Shaila just thinking aloud, because I was going, my Nafkamina, if my Shloshim ends Mixtus Hayom or not. Well, Nafkamina I came up with, besides the obvious things, whether I could take a haircut now or shave or whatever, assuming whatever I'm allowed to do during Yidrei, besides all of that, because it's a Shaila by haircuts, so you have to wait a little longer or not. Because I think it's they bring down the Ramah about, I think the Ramah brings down 3 months. Well, they bring down 3 months. Where do they get 3 months from? So I think Rav Moshe writes that because the minhag was that people got a haircut every month and a half. So therefore you double it. So I think Rav Moshe writes, in America people get a haircut every month, so 2 months. And I guess if someone gets a haircut every 2 weeks, then maybe it's a month, whatever it is. So, besides that, but I was thinking, because I was actually, I know it was Shloshim, I was driving back So I was going to daven in Buffalo that night for Mincha Meirov. In fact, I'm sure I did. So I was with, not that it would be an issue. Number one is I go to someone, you know, some shuls, they don't, you know, if you're not a member, they don't let you daven, like for the Yemen, like to buy it. But in Buffalo they do, assuming like, no, I just wanted to make sure if I have Kadima, then assuming all things are equal and they say, well, whoever has Kadima, so I wanted to do, I still have a din of shosh, so pasha is nothing. It's mixed with a yom kikulo, and therefore I probably, either way, I think I dive in mincha that day, but I knew I wasn't, because I know the guy's son came here for yeshiva. I knew he had yortzeit that night, so he was going to do, so that's enough. I mean, either way, it was clearly over by then anyway. But because, in strictly speaking, Shloshim beats out Yortzeit. But Yortzeit beats out Yud Beis Chodesh. Different shuls are different minhagim. In different shuls, I know, like, different places, that's it. I guess if you're out of luck, I guess, if you have a Yortzeit during some in Shloshim. But I know the shul, I know in Tineka, the rabbi told me, the minig is that if someone has a Yortzeit during some in Shloshim, you ask permission, and then the minig is he'll let you. Because I said that to the rabbi in the Bayit. I said I was just curious about minhagim. I didn't really care what they did. He said, yeah, well, if someone's mocha, I'm sure they can, but it wasn't like any policy. Like, the question is, like, you know, something have to come. So, you know, so in Hamel anyway, you know, so I let, you know, people do. Because I'm just wondering if you're in a shul where, like, hundreds of people, like, and if you have shloshim, you might never get to daven then, like, in terms of, well, you know, your tzeit, so, you know, I guess over the Yud Beis Chodesh, you'll have plenty of time. So either way, so that's what the machlokas seems to be in general, let's say by Shiva. So do we say mixus halayla kalayla, or do we, on a regular Shiva? So it's a machlokas rishonim. Some rishonim say you say mixus halayla, and the Shiva, you just do a little bit at night, and that's it. We don't paskin that way. We paskin mixus, so it could be, it's the same machlokas there. You have all the time, but by sphere, it's only a minig, so therefore, you know, wameko. Or you could say, no, everyone agrees, mixus hayom kikulo. If it's mixus yom kikulo, so why would anyone say you could do all these things Wednesday night? That'd be for another reason. Is the reason why you got to do these things is because Lag BaOmer has a din of a yantiv. It's a mixus yantiv. And therefore, it's yantiv, the day, vayyer vayboker, the day begins at night, so therefore, why not? A raya for that shita would be is, because anyone, it's a Lag BaOmer is a freebie for those who start Rosh Chodesh Iyar, everyone holds you could shave or take a haircut Lag BaOmer. So therefore, that seems to be a raya to the shita that Lag BaOmer is a yantiv, but it goes against our minhag because we don't do it, because if Lag BaOmer is a yantif, so then I guess I'm assuming then those who, that's a good, I wonder, I guess, unless those who keep Rosh Chodesh Iyar, I wonder if they wait to the next day, and maybe I'm just thinking aloud, well, maybe it's Lushitasun, and if you hold from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, then you could do your weddings and you could do your haircuts at night, but if it's over, then you have, I guess, it wouldn't make any sense. Anyway, you know, I'm saying Lushitasun according to those opinions. Lamaisa, our practice is we wait during the day, but I guess in terms of that, that's why, but, because that's the whole shaila about, because that's what the whole shaila about shaving on Friday. Like, that's a separate shiur, shaving every day, but they say the Chafetz Chaim Yeshiva, where I heard Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, they say you could shave Friday Erev Shabbos. So what's, why? Because Erev Shabbos, because shaving during Sfira is a minig, and shaving L'Kavod Shabbos is a real halacha, a real din, so therefore it supersedes it. So the shaila they ask is, so what about then during Yud Beis Chodesh then? How come I don't, if that's the case then, so after, after Shloshim, let's say Yud Beis Chodesh, so why not shave every Friday? Or, you know, assuming even after Shloshim. So I think there's a famous Chasim Sofer who writes, Nivulo Zu Kvodo. Not shaving because the halacha says so, That's considered covered Shabbos. So therefore, that's what people say, you know, Nivuazu Kavodo is therefore, I'm not going to shave during Sfira on Friday. All right, but the kash is, but that makes sense during Yud Beis Chodesh when it's a real halacha. Real halacha, I mean, it's a halacha. But by Sfira is only a minhag, so therefore some say, some say that's the famous, that's what they like, same sign that they want to say about shaving during Chol HaMoed. Or I should say, those who say not to shave during Chol HaMoed, they say Nivuo Zikavodo. If I'm not shaving on Chol HaMoed because the halacha says I can't, so then I'm like they say over. That's what Rav Gifty used to say, and then I think the famous Ma'aseh Rav Moshe that in camp, I guess some guy's black hat fell into the mud and he couldn't clean it on Shabbos, so he asked Rav Moshe if he should wear his black hat because it's full of mud. I think Rav Moshe said, that's the biggest covered Shabbos, wearing this hat, showing that you keep, you know, so that type of concept, I guess, how far you take it and what. But Nivul, that's, I guess it comes from the Chasim Sofer, that Nivul Zu Kavodo, you know, but then it only makes sense if the Halacha says it. If the Halacha says you're allowed to shave, so then, you know, then you wouldn't, you know, then you wouldn't necessarily apply it. So that's the issue by Lag BaOmer. So the two days, so it's the general machlokas by Avelis in general, mixes hayom or mixes halayla. Even if you want to say everyone holds mixes hayom, the shita that goes with the night, you go with that Lag BaOmer is a yantuf, and that's the Ramah mixes hayom. That's a mixes yantuf, and therefore no. You know, that's why we don't do tachad, and you want to stop here? Depends if you want to come on time. But you're not coming on time anyway, but the question is, how late are you willing to come?
Should come as close as possible.
So we'll call it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.